Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 7th, 2020. Well, yesterday's Bible reading was found in Matthew 6. You know, our daily going through, reading through the Bible in a year, we're following the McShane Bible reading program. And so part of that reading was found in Matthew 6. And that passage is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount lays out the character of those who will inhabit the kingdom of heaven. In studying the reading on the Gospel Coalition website, the devotion there associated with this passage reads like this. Jesus tells us that a true and faithful relationship with God refuses to indulge in endless, needless fretting. We can trust God, His wisdom, His goodness, His providential ordering of things, even in this broken, evil world. Not to trust Him betrays the pagan character, or portrays the pagan character of our hearts. You know, in this broken, evil world in which we live, it is often difficult to trust God. And one of the reasons it's difficult to trust God, or people have difficulty trusting God, is because we're not seeking God first. God is not at the list of how to address the struggles that we are facing in this world. God is not at the top of the list of people's where they go for help in trying to address difficulties and trials. Instead of seeking godly wisdom and instruction from the Word of God, we turn to other things. Not saying that those other things are necessarily bad. I'm just saying that we need to seek God first. And there's sometimes that seeking God and His Word should be primary. You know, many of us need to hear the words of Jesus when He speaks in Matthew 6:27. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? What is Jesus saying? Well, He's saying that we concern ourselves too much with things over which we have no control. And when we try to concern ourselves about things over which we have no control, what does that accomplish? Really, worrying and fretting only adds to our grief. And so we need to think about, well, how can I think differently? How can I address these concerns which cause me so much anxiousness? How can I address them? Well, we can address them by learning to trust God. We can trust God that His wisdom is needed. We can trust God that His wisdom is effective. And we can trust God that His wisdom is good. And we can trust God that His ordaining of this world is in control and is good. This leads us to the next point of trusting that God is good. When we trust His wisdom, we need to believe that the end result of that trust will be good. We need to trust that everything that God desires is for good to come from the difficulties of life. You know, we need to believe that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Not that everything will be good, but that everything will work to our good. Trust in the goodness of God. And then we need to trust in the providential ordering of things. Doesn't it give you great comfort in knowing that God's providence is in control over the affairs of this world? There's so much going on in our world today, and they're so far out of our control. And it gives me great comfort in knowing that no matter how chaotic this world may seem, it's not out of God's control. Doesn't it give you great comfort to know that God is ordering the events of your life? When I begin to learn this, that that God knew me before the world began, and he created me in his own image, and he called me according to his purpose, and the events of my life have been ordered by him. Man, that brings such comfort to me. Nothing can happen to me that God is not aware of. Think how awesome it is to believe that every day of your life is ordered by the Lord, that God in heaven is looking down upon your life and he's ordering your steps. You know, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Nothing happens by accident. Nothing is arbitrary. God is working all things together for our good. And so things that are out of my control in my life that I'm worrying and fretting about, and oh, how this going to happen? How's that going to happen? Oh no, what if this happens? No, if that happens. Listen, I can just trust him and know I can't control any of that, but I have a good father who is in control of that. And he's going to either lead me away from those things. He's going to give me grace through those things, or he's going to make a way that I can escape those things. But there's a good father up there that's working in my life. All I have to do is trust him. Let me encourage you today in this broken, evil world to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Let me encourage you to seek wisdom, which is from above. Let me encourage you to trust that God is good. Let me encourage you that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You can't change your life. Fretting doesn't help. Only trust in the Lord can make a change. Believe the words of Isaiah, which are found in Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Let's pray. Today, Lord, I'm so thankful for the understanding you have given me of who you are and your sovereignty in this world. I pray that you will bring peace to those who are struggling as they live in this broken, even evil world. I thank you, Lord, that even though this world is broken, it is not destroyed. Lord, it is still in your hands. Help us all to trust in you. Help us all to trust in your work in this world. Comfort those who learn to keep their mind stayed on you and to rest in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Trust in the Lord. He is good. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.